We would like to thank our valued sponsors here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Daryl Lee, The Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Bricklaying, Bunnaby Water, Adam Sampson Finance, Oz Snow, and Site Pizza.
Welcome to another edition of Rabbitohs Radio. My name is Grant Chappell. I'm joined by my loyal co-host and friend, Brendan the Rabbit Tulisky. What's doing, legend?
Hey, how you going, Chappo? I'm well, brother.
It's Teamless Tuesday, mate. Teams are out. It's a beautiful sunny day. I got down to training today, Brendo. I had a bit of a surf in the morning. The waves have been pumping this week down there at Maroubra, North Maroubra. As I was getting to train to do the media, Big Sato was rushing down there to crack a few waves after he'd been there with the boys all morning. On his lunch break, he'll shoot down and have a surf while the boys are doing their recovery. And yeah, they all looked in pretty good spirit, mate.
Beautiful, mate. Big Sato went all right carrying that Steedon like a tennis ball out on the field head as he go down Maroubra with that bit of fiberglass under his feet, chaps.
Oh, he's a good surfer, mate. He don't fall off very often, put it that way. He certainly knows exactly what he's doing. Joey Johns is another good surfer. Craig Fitzgibbon, the coach of Cronulla, he can surf. Harry Grant, a really good surfer as well, mate. There's a few of them around, not too many, but there's a few around. Look, the boys haven't spoken to you since the Dragons game. The boys come up with a bit of a loss here against the Dragons. They tried their guts out, but Benny Hornby wasn't able to get the win in his first proper gig coaching, mate.
Yeah, mate, obviously I reckon Benny Hornby's first win, it'll be coming soon. You know, you've really got to have a look at the injuries we've got, chaps, and it's still a really big list sitting on the sidelines, mate. And, yeah, I really think there was probably an opportunity where South could have won that game. Obviously, Latrell was responsible for all our points. I mean, without him out there, I know he let in a couple of tries, but we could have possibly lost that game 16 or 18-0, chaps, I think, without Latrell out there. I mean, he gave that beautiful ball to Iton for that try, and he obviously scored two of his own, mate.
He did, mate. He's a class player. Let's not make no bones about that. He's a very much such a classy player. But I think because he's that marquee signing, he's the million-dollar player now, we just expect more from him every week. We want him to be there. If you cast your mind back when he first went to fullback, I think me and you were talking off-air about a game against Parramatta where we won 26-0. He was just electric, bringing a ball out of the in-goal, booting three or four guys. Plenty of speed, plenty of energy. And look, I'm hoping he can get back to that at some stage this year or over the next 12 months, you know, when we're expecting Wayne Bennett announcement sometime this week, I'd say. I don't think it's any sort of secret out there. Wayne's coming. The announcement will either be this week or at the latest next week. So maybe Wayne can get the best out of Latrell, motivate him a little bit more there, Brendo.
Yeah, mate, I think the great Darren Brown. G'day, Brownie. How are you, brother? He brought it up on last night's podcast about Latrell just getting more involved in our attacking sets. You know, when we get into that 2025, we need Latrell Mitchell to be getting his hands on that ball two or three times in that set, because at the moment, mate, we need points. You know, points on the board are going to win us games, and that guy can create points. You know, he's putting guys like Iton over for tries, and he can put anyone over for a try. And he just needs to get involved, chaps. When we get up that attacking end, mate, he needs to get his hands on that ball. And I think too, mate, Damien Cook was pretty good out of the nine on the weekend. He was bouncing around out of the nine, and Talis Duncan was running off him. But I'd like to actually see Latrell running off Cook, you know. Play three, play four, running off Cook, mate, and bursting through the middle. Because back when you brought up Wayne Bennett before, the great Wayne Bennett was coaching South back in 2020 and 2021. You know, he had Latrell, you know, running off Cook and busting through the middle. And that's what we want to see Latrell get back to. I mean, a lot of these fans on social media and that, some of them are harsh and, you know, they shouldn't be saying what they're saying. But I reckon a lot of these people that are, you know, critical of Latrell, it's because they know what he's capable of, mate. And they know that this bloke is, you know, so talented, it's not funny, and he could be offering the South Sydney Football Club a lot more than what he's offering us, chaps.
Oh yeah, he's a beast of a human when he gets going. And look, that's where we want to see him. I mean, he's had a couple of weeks out of the game, and the expectation of Latrell's is different to any other player in the game. I've said it many times on the podcast. When I go to interviews, very rarely does the mainstream media, 9, your 10, all your newspapers, they always ask about Latrell. Even that's got nothing to do with him. He's not supposed to be in the headlines. Today, Jack Whiten was down there. They directed some questions towards Latrell somehow, and he's like, oh, he's not here. You have to ask him, kind of thing, you know. And I don't think that's too much to ask. I think he will get that, just sniff around the ball, sniff around the ruck a little bit, just stand in behind the ruck and behind the play the ball. If he sees something, he's a very instinctive player, push up and some run support. And, you know, even if he doesn't get the ball, he's going to attract some defenders and make some holes for somebody else on the other side of the field. That's just the large human that he is. He's a special player, and we want is to see the best out of him, mate. Now, that game the other day, how'd you think the Maroubra Lion himself there, Dion Tiapa, went, mate? We'll go through a couple of those first-timers, bud.
Yeah, well, mate, the great Dion Tiapa, he was responsible for nearly half the crowd there at Cogra. Did you see the how big his family base and friends were that were there to support him, mate? That was incredible. Mate.
Big moment for the young fella, mate. But what about his football, mate? What did you see that you liked about him? He's a body. I told you he can tackle.
Yeah, mate, he does whack him in defence, but what I liked was some of his footwork. I mean, I watched the replay of that game, and he could have come up with two tries, chaps. One was in the back end of the first half, and one was through the middle part of the second half with just some great footwork, mate, where he was able to beat a few guys, and very nearly went in under the post. Yeah, he is a really, really good footballer, good on his feet, mate, and quite a confident young guy.
Oh, he certainly is. Yeah, there was two times in the first half where he took them on and almost pulled their pants down and scored. Maybe he was able to step off that right foot. That's something he obviously favours. He was parked on that right-hand side. Looks like he's been named in the squad again this week at 7, so he'll only be better for the run. Dion, he'd like that pass back he did to the mat early in the game where he put it behind the mat and give him no chance. He knocked it on. But other than that, I think that was his only blemish most of the time. He just kept turning up in defence. He had to make 25-odd tackles, as you do when you're a rookie half. You're on the right-hand side. The Dragons sort of lean a bit towards their right, left-hand edge a bit, so he had to come up with a lot of tackles. And from what I've seen, mate, he was very brave and made all his tackles that he had to make. And he certainly is someone that I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do in the future, mate. And what about Matty French, mate, the Central Coast product, 12 minutes up there, had a very big contingent as well come down from the Central Coast, including Taffy, his dad Darren, and obviously Joshy Cook was in the crowd there, bud.
Yeah, mate, that was great to see a guy, obviously, from outside our top 30 that was a lifelong Rabbitoh supporter, and we spent a bit of time chatting about him last week and just how special it was for him and the family to see him debut, and I think he made 10 tackles in 12 minutes. So if the bloke had played 80, he might have done a Cameron McGuinness, mate, and made 60 or 70 tackles in a game. He didn't shirk any work when he was out there. He got out there and he ripped into him. He didn't have many opportunities to carry the ball. I think he may have only had maybe 2 or 3 hit-ups tops. But in 12 minutes of game time, mate, he was very, very busy. And really, it wasn't about the work that he got through. It was just him being able to pull on that South Sydney District Rugby League Football Club first grade jersey for the first time. And it would have just been such an achievement for him personally and his South Sydney Mad family, Chapo.
Oh, you know, you think of all the Mad South fans out there who put their life into this club, you know, yourself, Mickey Tasker, or, you know, Joshy Kemp, Darren Finlay, or myself, we'd give our right arms to play one minute of first grade, or I'll be even 1 minute of bloody Harold Matthews. I would have been happy to do that. So he's no one can take that away from him ever. He's got a first grade cap, and he's been named on the extended bench this week. And it might not be the last you see of Frenchie this year. Who knows? We might have a little injury crisis in the back row. I know Michael Cheekham was injured on the weekend after I announced last night there was no injuries in the camp. It didn't take long, but yeah, Cheek hurt himself in that game. I haven't got the exact injury designation. But I was down there at training, and they did say that he was a little bit crook. He might be out for a bit. I do have an update on Shaq Mitchell. I believe he's out for about 8 weeks with that calf injury. It's a very significant calf injury, and he's another guy we could use right now.
Yeah, mate, big Shaq Mitchell. He's obviously got an offload. He's got a nice tip on playing a ball before the line, and he's a real big body that's got himself really fit. And, mate, yeah, he's a big lock for our club at the moment. Obviously, we're struggling with our forward rotation as it is. So, yeah, no Shaq, mate. Big loss, chaps.
Yeah, he certainly is, mate. Now, the teams have dropped there, Brenda. We might just start to go through them. They dropped there at 4 o'clock. And it's obviously magic round. We're playing the Cowboys up there this Saturday evening. It's going to be the premier game up there. There's plenty of South fans up there. 7:45, Suncorp Stadium. And it looks like we've got a few blokes coming back into the fold there. Jacob Gaygai, I'm glad to see his name. Now, I spoke to him today. He's still got to pass a fitness test tomorrow. He's not 100% ready to go. So you've got guys like Shibasaki on standby there. So you got Latrell Mitchell, Alex Johnson. He comes back and he sneakily just moved into fourth all time over the last couple of weeks. Alex Johnson played about 220 odd games, I think, for the Rabbits. He moves it in front of the great Nathan Merritt, Jack Whiten, and Isaac Thompson in the centres. What do you think of that one, Brenda? I don't mind, not big eye Tom. He's good in the centres in the New South Wales Cup last year.
Yeah, mate, I don't mind him. He's a big body, mate, and he can break the line. And I really like his carries just coming out of trouble, chaps. You know, even last week he made sort of 10, 15 metres on a few occasions, and he does offer us that good carry coming out of trouble. And I suppose when we're short on middles, someone like him making 10 or 15 metres is invaluable, mate.
Oh, it certainly is, mate. And great to see Gags back. The halves pairing have been maintained there. Cody and Dion. And look, the starting pack's exactly the same. And on the benches, a couple little changes. Peter Mamazoulis, he's number 14 again. I interviewed him today. That interview will come out probably tomorrow, some stage tomorrow, or maybe later on tonight if I can get it all set up. But yeah, I had a good chat to him. Pretty emotional about his involvement of his parents in his career. He's 23 years of age. He's starting to play some first grade. He's had a long wait. And look, we haven't seen the best of young Pete yet. Talas Duncan on the bench. Let's hope he's getting a few more minutes this week, as we spoke yesterday, Brendan. I know you're a big fan. Thomas Spurgess. And a sneaky little one, Tane Milne. We know he can play back row. I'm sure he could play middle. I think he played lock for Fiji in one of them World Cup games. So look, a little bit more experience in this side this week, Brendan, in the 17.
Yeah, definitely, mate. I do really like Tane Milne, mate. Yes, he can be a bit hot-headed than that, but he plays with plenty of passion, mate. He does look to hurt the opposition. And I think at this point in time in our season, he's the sort of footballer we need in our side, chaps, to be honest with you. We've got to have someone out there playing with that sort of passion and, you know, looking to put a shot on the opposition where he can. And, yeah, welcome back, Tane Milne, mate. I'm a big fan of the way he plays, chaps.
He's a hell man, isn't he? He goes 100 miles an hour like he's... He's what you want your front rowers doing. Coming in 100 miles an hour and getting suspended. That's your job as a front rower. Coming in to hurt people and having to sit some time on the sideline for suspension. That's exactly what front rowers do. So anyway, he's found himself in the forwards. He's not the quickest bloke, Tane. So I don't think he could complain. I think he'd probably be happy for Gaygai, who's only had a couple of opportunities, but he's basically nailed both opportunities when he's been in there.
Yeah, mate, Jacob Gago, I'm a big fan. Obviously, a late bloomer. He didn't debut till he was 28 years old. But if you have a look at his games in first grade, chaps, he does always find a meat pie or possibly two, mate. He can find a try. And, yes, he's a good mover, Jacob Gago, and he's good under the high ball. He's got a lot of strings to his bow, mate. He's quite a quality outside back. And it's unbelievable, I think, that he hasn't actually made his debut until 28 because I think he's got plenty to offer, chaps.
Well, he's only played the two games in first grade for three tries, so he's got a... I'd say that'd be one of the best strike rates going around if he can keep that up, but he's obviously been named this week. It'd be nice to see him jump in there and get an opportunity. Like, he's played played something ridiculous. Like in the lower grade competitions, he's played like 90 odd games. So he's got plenty of experience, this fella. And a bloke like that's going to be really invaluable with all the injuries we've got at the moment. He's 28 years of age. He's a bit of a late bloomer. I interviewed him a few weeks ago if you wanted to find out a little bit more about him. He's just a champion guy. Grew up there in Mackay, spent some time in Newcastle before getting his opportunity down here at the Rabbits. Look, people probably forget he was actually picked in the All-Stars game for the Maori, and he didn't even get an opportunity because JD pulled him out to play in the Charity Shield because they thought, oh, we might use him in round one. We want to see what he's like. So he was actually going to get one of them All-Star chances. He was pretty emotional about it because would have been able to represent his mum's culture, but wasn't able to pull it off, and here he is, mate, round 10, getting his third game.
Yeah, mate, yeah, obviously, like you said, from a good footballing family too, Dane Gagai is a terrific footballer, and that's his older brother, and he's closing in on nearly 300 NRL games, chaps. And, yeah, I mean, if Jacob Gagai was 18 and not 28, possibly Alex Johnston might be sweating like a bag full of cats at a greyhound meeting over his record.
Yeah. Oh, I'm picturing that bag full of cats at the moment, actually. Yeah. I don't understand why the greyhounds would be sweating. But, yeah, no, well, it's the team that's been named there, and I'm a bit disappointed for the Matt. I thought Shibasaki was pretty strong in debut. And I'm not sure how it works eligibility-wise, whether we've got to have a certain amount of players injured in his position before he plays, because he sort of only come down on a one-week contract, from my understanding. And he hasn't been named to play in New South Wales Cup, which means maybe if we can't use him, he's got to go up and play for Townsville Blackhawks. So I've got to better find that rule out there, mate. But at the moment, he's 18th man. He might stay around and be the 18th man. Matty French is on that extended bench. Adam Christensen. Bailey Bentley Harpo, who looks like he's going to play in New South Wales Cup. And Liam LeBlanc, who gets his second opportunity in New South Wales Cup. Well, we'll get to the pathway shortly. But on the other side, Brendan, probably, I don't know, they're a pretty strong outfit. They're looking for a win. They haven't won for a while, the Cowboys. They're going to be hungry as anything. But the danger man for me in that team is Scott Drinkwater.
Yeah, mate, Scotty Drinkwater, he is a terrific footballer. He actually played a little bit of football for the Terrigal Sharks up here on the Central Coast. And, yeah, I heard the trainer actually come out to him in one of those pre-season games up there in North Queensland, and he said to the fullback, Scott Drinkwater.
Well, it's funny, I was going up and we're listening to SEN, I think. They're talking about the Cowboys' form slump. It was Cameron Smith and Vossi, I think. And they mentioned Drinkwater. She turned to me and she said, oh, I used to date a Drinkwater. He was from around the Newtown area. And I said, oh, well, there you go. He might be related. I don't know. Maybe that's where the Drinkwaters came from before the Central Coast, down there at Newtown. Could have been related to one of those. You never know.
He is a very dangerous player, Scott Drinkwater. Very good on his feet, mate. You've often seen him before beat four or five defenders, and he's able to get miracle balls away. And, mate, honestly, he is one of the most skillful players in the game, chaps.
There he is. And another guy who's on monster money, I think he signed that 10-year, $10 million contract. Just haven't seen the energy from him. He looks burnt out, Jason Taumalolo. Hopefully we don't play him into form, but he sort of had a couple of carries late in the second half when the game was on the line against the Titans on the weekend. You never know. Jeremiah Nenai is an outstanding prospect in the back row. We're going to be looking to keep an eye on him. But, look, I still think that's a winnable game. We've the coaching change is now into its third week. I know it was only 2 days before. Obviously, Hornby had to take over in that game the week before. He had the full week with them last week. Another full week with the boys this week. I think they're heading up Thursday night, I think, the Rabbitohs. It's a great weekend, the Magic Round. I haven't been able to get up there, but it's on the wish list. I've got a few friends from work going. They're heading up, and they're going to get there on the Friday, have a big night out in the drink. I think they're going to play golf on the Saturday and then try and get out at the Bunnies game Saturday night and have a cruisy little Sunday afternoon at one of the pubs up there, the Caxton, I suppose, and then I'm going to come home Monday. So it'll be a good weekend if you get an opportunity to get up there. I know Kempy and the boys will be certainly heading up.
Yeah, mate, Kempy and the guys from the Borough, shout out to those guys for their support, mate. They are diehards of this club, diehard supporters, and well done to those guys. But what I can't believe, chaps, a guy like you that's done Bali, Thailand and Las Vegas in the last 12 months can't make Brisbane for Magic Round, mate. Are you okay?
Well, mate, I've been putting the hand up for a bit of overtime. I've got 4 night shifts coming up. Don't feel sorry for me. I've dodged them for a long time, so I don't finish till Saturday morning. I don't feel like waking up after that and shooting up on an aeroplane. I've got some... my wife's got a few relatives not too far from Suncorp. They're only about a 15-minute drive. I could crash on one of their spare beds, but nah, it's not going to happen for me or Brownie this weekend. Brownie's actually working right now, and you're doing a good job filling in for him. Look, this weekend, you got couple of games on the Magic Round and in the first grade, and also in New South Wales Cup. After this break, we'll come through and break that down because there's a few changes and looks like we've got a few signings too. All right, welcome back to the Pathways edition here of Rabbitohs Radio, brought to you by the Juniors Group of Clubs, great supporters of ours. And the Pathways Magic Round this weekend is at North Sydney Oval, and they are vying for the Mario Fenwick Cup. Obviously, Mario played for both clubs, the North Sydney Bears and the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs. The Bears look like they're a chance of getting one of the 18th franchises at the moment. Brendo, possible either a PNG team playing out of Perth or something like that, but interesting to hear that one.
Yeah, mate, definitely. It'd be good to see the Bears' jersey, their colours and their logo back in the club somewhere, back in the game, sorry, somewhere. They're obviously one of the iconic clubs, and I'm pretty sure with how long their supporters have had to wait to be back in the top grade, they'd possibly take them playing over in Perth, I think, chaps. I think they'd just be happy to have
They like their rugby over there, and there's a lot of rugby league supporters and stuff over there. I actually seen Marietta. I had an NFL t-shirt on, and he ripped into me. He said, NFL, that's no good, that guy. He's still got his wits about him. He ripped into me, poor Mario, there, and he was at the club there having a coffee, and maybe they were talking to me a little bit about the trophy and all that sort of stuff this weekend. But, yeah, the Magic Round, all the teams are going to be playing there. We've got one of the premier spots here. I think it's 5 p.m. kickoff, so not a bad kickoff there. Joe O'Callaghan, Joey was there today. He's not going to go up to the Magic Round. He's hanging around to try and get a win there. They've had 3 games the last couple of weeks. They're basically in it. It's pretty much 12-10 or 12-6 the last 3 weeks against very experienced sides. We're obviously playing well above our weight and well above our grade, to be honest. Like between A grade and A reserve, New South Wales Cup, you've got 2 or 3 grades. You've got Ron Massey Cup and the likes, and it's a big step up, and our boys have done really well. Trindle's out this week, but we've named a pretty strong lineup. Cody Kennedy, he's been able to maintain his spot. Lenny Skelton comes back in. Dane Towns makes his debut in this grade, a very fleet-footed fullback. They're parking him out in the wing there, trying to protect him there, but he's someone who's a great prospect. And Brett Hawkins makes his debut too from the Jersey Flegs side. That's the younger brother of Dean Hawkins, a very accomplished halfback. He's been through all the grades. He's been over the Roosters at some stages. He's come back to the Rabbits. And we've just signed 2 new players, Brendan. Harry O'Kane, he's been over at the Tigers. I think he played SG Ball and Flegg at the Sharks prior to that. He's a really good hard back rower. He played for Ireland for Joe O'Callaghan in the World Cup. And we've also got Billy Schrickass, who I used to work with his father up there at the Wharves. He's a big front rower. He's played a couple of games for the Canterbury Bulldogs. You might remember him, Brendo. But a couple of signings coming in. They had to try and get something going, mate, with all the injuries in first grade.
Yeah, well, I do recall Big Billy. I'm pretty sure, don't quote me, I think he may have played 3 or 4 games for Canterbury in their NRL team, chaps.
He's quite a big-bodied
front rower. And as I've discussed over the last few weeks, we're probably struggling a bit with our forward rotation, and possibly he could find himself in our NRL team very shortly, Chapo.
Yep. Yeah, he might. Yeah, look, you never know. He's a hard worker. I think he's a school teacher. It's obviously a part-time thing for him, rugby league at the moment. He retired. He did the first month of the preseason and then retired, and then they were able to entice him out of retirement and get him back running. He's come straight into Joe O'Callaghan's team. He's an experienced campaigner. He's played a lot of reserve grade for Penrith under Phil Gould up there. He's been at the Bulldogs. Father's a big Bulldogs fan, so we'd have been happy to see him there. Yeah, well done to Billy. Good to see you back, mate. Looking forward to seeing what they can do this weekend. There's a washout makeup game from round 5 for the Jersey Flag, because the whole Jersey Flag's got a bye. They generally use that as a opportunity to have a makeup game. So that game is going to be played at Erskineville Oval on Saturday at 12 p.m. midday. I might try and get out to that one, Erko. We're playing the Warriors. They're always pretty tough, the Warriors. You've got, let me have just gazing over the lineup. Billy Spragg gets his first opportunity at fullback with Dane Towns moving up. Daniel Wright's held his spot there. Bit of a mix up in the halves there. Emmanuel Di Bartolo comes in to replace Brett Hawkins, who's gone up. Noah Ruud, a bloke you've had a bit to do with, Brendo. He's getting his second game back, so good for him.
Yeah, mate. Big Noah Ruud, mate. I tell you what, he's a big boy, chaps. So I think he's only born around 2003, something like that. He's only 20. Mate, I have a coffee with his grandfather, Peter Ruud, a former South first grader and Roosters first grader in the early to mid-70s, mate. Peter Ruud is a very passionate Rabbitoh, mate. He has a coffee down at the laneway here at Terrigal every morning, and he's always got his Rabbits hat and shirt on every morning, mate. And yeah,
he loves talking about the Bunnies. So I met Pete at the trial game this year up on the Sunny Coast. And shout out to you, Pete. Your grandson. I think he's got a bit of ability, mate. He's just got to stay injury free and keep putting his best foot forward. Coach Tippy's is a big rap on him, mate.
Yeah, mate, yeah, it'd be, I tell you what, the whole Ruud family, Pete's son, Mark, which is Noah's father, they're big Rabbitoh supporters. So if he did crack it in the NRL, mate, it'd be sort of similar to a Matt French story, mate. They're a big Rabbits family, and that's over the moon.
Good to hear.
Noah played first grade, mate.
That's what we want to hear, don't we? You got Mikhail Ibrahim. He jumps into the starting lineup. Very strong, powerful back row. We got him from out at Parramatta there. And another good story, mate. Bailey Smith. He's come back from an ACL. He was a hooker through our lower grades. His mum, Donna Smith, is one of the managers through our Pathways team. Puts in so much effort. Does a lot of work behind the scenes. They're a great family. Great Rabbitohs family. So stoked for Bailey Smith on the comeback trail. And William Abu Aran just coming back into the side, a big middle forward. Met his parents, beautiful people, passionate. And there's the three grades for Teamless Tuesday. Brendo, I don't think we got too much else after that, buddy. You got anything else to go on about there, mate?
No, not really, chaps. Just thanking you and Darren Brown for the opportunity to come on here again. And just a shout-out to a lifelong mate of mine, Daniel Carlson. I've been a mate of his for 30 years. He's a mad Rabbitoh supporter up here on the Central Coast, mate. And he's been liking the content that we've been putting out lately. So shout-out to you, Daniel, and up the Bunnies, brother.
On you, Daniel. Yeah, well, haven't been up the Central Coast for a while, but I was up there yesterday with Mum. Me auntie's got the Spanish dancer, so we're up there bloody making sure we spend a bit of time with her. She's doing it pretty tough, doing a bit of chemo at the moment. But, went down the Shelley Beach here and I found a few South hats and training singlets as I drove around. I went up to the big shopping centre up there, mate. There was a couple of Rabbitohs hats up and down the mall there. But, yeah, they love their Bunnies up on the Central Coast, don't they?
Mate, they love their Bunnies up on the coast. There's a massive contingent of Rabbitoh supporters up here. And around that Shelley Beach, Foresters Beach sort of area, and even in Terrigal, mate, you'll often see people with the Rabbits training shirts, caps, even up at Erin Affair, mate, one of the main shopping centres. There's Rabbitohs everywhere, chaps, as you know.
Oh, yeah. We're bloody everywhere. We're as mad as anything. Just got to stick with us, guys. I think there could be an announcement. As I said, a couple of signings possibly over the next fortnight, possibly even this week, the coach announcement. So hang in there. Things are gonna probably be a little bit tough for a while, but it'll turn, mate. I reckon we might boot them this week. Normally, I looked at all the stats when you sack your coach mid-season. Generally, the third week has got the highest win percentage. People think it's the first week. It's not. Not the second week. It's the third week, the highest win percentage. So there you go. There's an opportunity for us to go up. And look, this side's got no confidence. If we can start nice and positive, get the contact right, kick to the corners off the back of Cody. He's been good. Dion will probably evolve a little bit more. And the finishing touches of Alex Johnson, the greatest try scorer I've ever seen in my lifetime, Brendan. We're a big hope this weekend.
Yeah, mate, I like your stats, chaps. I'll tell you what, you're doing a bit of commentary for New South Wales RL. You're doing the Rabbitohs Radio podcast. You're running the show down there at the Wharves, and now you're nipping at the great David Middleton's heels as the stats man, chappo.
Oh, Middo, mate. Yeah, watch your back, son. I'm coming for you, buddy. I'm coming for your Channel 9 job. No, I just do it for the love of it, mate. I'm not in it for the money. There is no money in it anyway, what we do, but it's just all for the fun of it, mate. We might leave it there. Up the mighty Rabbitohs.
Go the Rabbits, 13+ this week against the Cowboys. Gamble responsibly. Anyone out there, have a nibble at that. Rabbits, 13+.
McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown.